everybody, and welcome back to Ping. This is Ping episode 203.
Dude, we are live at...
Recorded live. Recorded live at Build 2014.
Yeah, no, man.
We are here in San Francisco. We didn't even get to come last year.
No.
Rick and I spent some pleasant time in Madrid at TechEd Europe.
Yes, but you know, this is much better to be in person, to be able to see what's going on and to see all the people at the Ping Show fans that are here.
Once again, at Ping First, we are in front of a live audience.
Yes. Mostly our production crew, but it's a live audience from us.
So if you hear any clapping, it's probably a laugh track or clap track.
Hey, there
all
we
right,
go.
There we go. I love the enthusiasm here. There's actually been a lot of energy here at Build. It's one of my favorite things because, I mean, we work on this stuff for well over a year a lot of times. A lot of my friends across the company are working on products that don't get to be talked about.
Until Build.
Until now. And so a ton of news.
So we have got a ton of news, a ton of really cool things that normally we can't talk about because, you know, it's secret until
right, but it's not anymore. Let's start off with some comments from last week. We got a lot of good content from people's funny, interesting, worrisome comments and check-ins and code. Some of my favorites are, if this part fails, it's not my fault. Pierre Cove sent that one in.
I like how they even go through and they say it's not work safe. So at least they respected our request to keep the checked code comments work safe. Is there an automatic filter on Channel 9 for comments that are using profanity at all?
Maybe. Like to talk about our anti-methods of anti-things.
Just curious, man. Just curious.
I wasn't looking for no trouble.
Another good comment from Martin Mine is, I believe what happens in my editor stays in my editor. It's the Las Vegas method of commenting in that way. I had an addition to throw in there, toss in the bucket. My favorite recently was some project I was working on. The commit was called Fixing the Infinite Loop Bug.
The what?
The infinite loop bug.
Okay, even as a guy that doesn't code, infinite loop bug sounds
bad.
Pretty ominous.
It's bad. Let's put it that way.
So who checked that in?
I. What happens in my source control will stay in there.
Okay.
I don't want to out anyone. Just not no fun.
So the person that checked that in knows who it is.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
They know. They know. Yes. Now we have a little addition.
I was about to say, we have a new addition to this because someone actually emailed us.
We had a couple emails, but one of them made my day.
Yes.
My night, my week, whatever. We got some fan.
We got a fan photo competition photo, came in.
I'm pulling up here. You can see on the.
You guys can see this in the edit. But a beautiful picture of us on a Channel 9 plane.
Thank you, Jason. Seriously, when I got this, we were still planning Build stuff. You know, we work until the last minute to cram as much as you can. And this popped up, and I got a huge grin across my face. I think I replied and said, like, it's awesome. It is. It's going to be my new, like, Facebook photo real soon when I get some free time.
So we're still waiting for any kind of physical snail mail to come in. So I'll give you the address at the end of the episode in case someone sends a postcard from someplace.
But again, you probably already sent it. I trust you guys. It's already sent in. It just takes a while because it's snail mail.
You got it.
And we're not even in town.
Or if it's in Canada,
we're
it's
not
moose
even
mail.
In town. Is it moose mail?
Moose mail.
That works. So one of the big announcements this week at Build, or last week at Build, was the next version of Windows. Windows Phone 8.1 has a ton of new content.
No, but the thing that I am the most stoked about has to be Cortana.
Which, had a few rumors about it.
Right. Nothing confirmed.
But the demo stayed at the keynote. Amazing.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, haven't watched yet, you should go watch. But Cortana is the AI from the Halo series who was Master Chief's sidekick, essentially. Was a wealth of knowledge, helped him along the way, and was an integral part of getting through the story. Is now going to be your personal assistant.
Hi, I'm Cortana.
And what they talked a lot about is the fact that they interviewed real personal assistants of executives to see, you know, what actually was the important things. What are the special things they do?
Yeah, they literally would keep like a notebook of things that they have to do, people they should be talking to, how to be able to remind people of different things based on where they are by location. So all that's all tied together.
They have their own personal notebook.
Yeah.
That will keep track of information that you have entered in throughout the way. You can actually, one of the cool things they said and was very specific was, you can say, you know, remind me next time I talk to my sister or whoever to ask them about their new puppy or their new job or something like that. And And that's really cool because it's your phone, right? So it knows whether you're going and you're calling, texting, emailing, any mode of that.
It's contact sensitive. It knows whenever I talk to this contact person, flash me this information in whatever right. the most convenient form is.
Yeah.
That to me is just mind blowing.
Yeah, Cortana is absolutely the number one thing I'm looking for in the next version of Windows. Windows Phone. There's a cool background stuff they were showing. You can put a picture behind all the live tiles.
It's stylized live tiles. So basically, the live tiles become different mosaics of what makes up the actual picture itself.
And Stephen Elop debuted a bunch of new phones. The 930, the 630, and the 635.
The 930 is my now hero phone that I need to be able to somehow acquire. Gorgeous, gorgeous phone design. Metal bezel all the way around it. Absolutely gorgeous. Multiple colors you can match with your shoes, apparently.
I saw an orange one in there.
Yeah, so they have some different colors that are there. And it just looks absolutely fantastic as far as the screen.
Can't wait to see him. Check out the link in the show notes for all the details on Cortana and the new phones. And look forward to them coming this very soon. I think we've said previous episodes, our favorite price is free, and now one of our flagship products, absolutely free.
No, let's qualify this. On devices 9 inches and smaller.
Which, you know why they chose 9?
No.
Channel 9.
Oh. They consulted us for that?
It's not confirmed, but that's my guess. We'll go with that. But yes, Windows is going to be free for devices under 9 inches. Now, a lot of what we're talking about here at Build is the... universal kind of device.
Yep.
So, or universal software, I guess. So apps and Windows is across all sorts of devices. So it's not just saying your phones and tablets, because where does a phone become a tablet? You know, the whole phablet, a word that people use, like the 1520s,
yep.
which are beautiful devices. And when does a tablet become a PC? When you add a keyboard, mm-hmm. when you have a USB port. So we don't like making a distinction. We just like having devices that run Windows and run the apps that you love. So any of those that are small enough, you're gonna have free Windows on it.
That's nice.
So it's a cool thing to look forward to.
Opens up a whole new world for different types of devices. We also announced two new partners that are making phone handsets and hardware. And I believe Joe showed that off in the morning.
He did. I don't remember the names, but it's a full list of all the partners making them in the show notes.
So, you know Kinect Sport Rivals? Do you play that?
I have.
They actually have technology in there for the champion to be able to go off and to take a picture of yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's not just a picture. It's actually a Kinect scan of yourself. 93 different points create a 3D model of yourself to be able to have yourself there as a champion and evolve
on
all the races.
That is a lot of points.
And basically, it's now available. They actually have a really good Q&A on the Xbox Wire website talking about the developers for this. Basically, it came out of, obviously, Microsoft Research to be able to do some really cool things. But it tells you how to go and determine which features best represent the person for appearance, their height, their skin color, their hairstyle, hopefully hat style. They don't say anything about hats. But apparently, it should be in there, too.
Usually, when they do these things, they always tell you, you know, make sure you're not wearing loose clothing and things that would, you know, hide your old body type or anything. I don't know about the hat. It's pretty tight.
We'll see if it's form-fitted enough. But
it's cool. It's an evolution of what's been going on in games. You know, you basically would first become, you know, another player, a legend, a superstar. Yeah,
you could design your own. You could then go in and tweak it and do different things.
Kinect Sports was one of the first on the platform to bring you into your avatar.
Yep.
So when we introduced those, it was really cool to create yourself. I actually really like mine. I still use my original one. I've barely... really touch his features. I've changed his clothes, because who doesn't like playing dress-up? But now, yeah, you literally get to be you in these. So whether you're mastering ping pong or football or golf or all the games to the Kinect, it all blurs together. I can't remember which ones and which. But you can actually be yourself in the game.
Go check out the Q&A, man. It's pretty cool how they all broke it down.
As not to inundate you with only Build news this week, we want to get back to a little bit of gaming, because we like some gaming.
So we put two Xbox pieces in here.
We do.
Not
we
just
did.
One, two.
We did. Sorry, no zombies this week. Spoiler on this last one.
But we
no
do
zombies.
Have Call of Duty World Championships.
We do. The Call of Duty World Championships happened just this past week. And the end of day 3, a champion was crowned.
$400,000 in prize money. And
yes.
It went off to Complexity, I do believe.
Yeah, Clan Complexity. It was sponsored by Xbox. They played on Xbox once.
Yep.
And it's interesting. Professional gaming is still something that isn't taken very seriously by a lot of people, but it's in a huge industry.
It's a world-class sport. What
it absolutely is. It absolutely is. I mean, Call of Duty, like you said, $400,000 for three days of work. There's a bunch of other ones. Dota is a big one.
Yeah.
And League of Legends have, I think the last Dota Championship, the International 3, had a something $3.5 million.
So in the video, when they're doing the announce and everything else like that, they're showing off their rings at the end.
Yes. Yes, so, they got championship rings.
So definitely, we need to work on, we should get some ping rings.
Some ping rings. Those actually rhymes.
Ping rings.
Would they just have a giant hashtag on the front?
It could work. It could work.
It would work. But no, gaming is, if you think about it, gaming as an industry, as an entertainment industry, is larger than movies.
Easily.
So the fact that there's professionals, the fact that there's, you know, audiences that want to see this.
Award ceremonies?
Yeah, it isn't surprising. I mean, this is something that is fun because you can take a part in part of it. Like, not everyone can go out and buy all the pads and join a team and play football.
Yeah.
Soccer is probably a little easier. American football. Well, it's not. I understand there's going to be some comments about this. Some other sports a little easier to pick up. I started playing hockey. That's not an easy one to pick up. You're on ice. That's hard. But video games is something you can connect to because you can just go and download the game and play it, or go to a friend's house and play it and experience that. And then watch what they do. Sometimes they're playing a different game. I mean, these clans, they play together so much that they don't even have to speak. They do speak. There's a lot of communication going on, but they know how people are going to react.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and check. There's a video of them at the awards ceremony. And congratulations, Clan Complexity. This wraps up another episode of Ping, episode 203 in the can. It's a very different experience being here. If you saw my Twitter, you'll see a picture of what we look at the stage looking over, and it's kind of neat.
All the production crew over there. Normally, you're just used to having like a RoboCam, and that's it.
We actually just RoboCam and a
we got this
room.
Whacked out camera on a boom and everything else.
It's
like
awesome.
That.
It's a jib.
A jib camera shot.
Fair. Which is totally mesmerizing. I've actually been staring about it a little bit.
But hey, thanks a lot for commenting on the shows and previous shows. Let us know how we're doing. Don't forget, we follow the hashtag
Ping Show
on Twitter if you guys want to leave us some comments. You can connect up with us the old-fashioned way like someone else did, Jason did, with ping@microsoft.com.
Absolutely. You can always follow us on Twitter, @MarkDeFalco.
@RicksteerCDN.
Our question for you this week. We've been build-centric. We want to hear what you watch, and we're really excited about. So there's a whole ton of content. By the time this is up, we'll probably have 160, 70 hours of content to go sift through. So you're not going to see it all. Help out the rest of the community. Pick out what you think was the coolest stuff. Put it in the comments, and we can all get the cream of the crop there.
I forgot the snail mail address. I said I was going to give it to you on the
right.
show.
Go ahead.
That is Ping Show, care of Channel 9. That is 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
You're going to have to scroll that. It's just way too much sense to put it over.
It just scrolled past, I think, or something like that.
Thanks for sticking with us.
You got it.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Oh, missed it.